reference to one another and in the flesh, Father, we simply cannot do it. And most honestly, Father, in the flesh, we don't want to do it. Thank you for sending your Son, and thank you for sending your Spirit, because in the power of your Spirit, all of these things will be a reality in our lives, to our own amazement. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for revealing these things that we are to look for, to listen for from walking in fellowship with your Spirit. Be conscious of in our relationship with one another all the time, considering each other, Father. We praise you in your Son's precious name. Amen. He is down in incarcerated downtown and in the process of being moved, and of course they don't tell him when they're going to move. But again, I just want to encourage you to be in prayer. The man is just seeing more and more the truth of walking in the spiritual life by faith and understanding grace. And so please be in prayer. And please remember the prayer request we had last night, praying for one another. Just can't overemphasize it. You get into the spiritual warfare, and especially in an assembly this size, it's so the man can be very discouraging, as we discussed last night. And be in prayer for Kathy Casey and John Harvey, and be in prayer for each other. And so let's remember that in regard to prayer. Anything that came up that we need to add to the praying? Okay, and continue to be in prayer for David Smith's relatives. And the reason I'm bringing that up again is that be in prayer that the Holy Spirit start working now by as per our prayer, and that he'll start agitating the souls of the unbelievers, and even some of the believers who are disoriented as far as living the Christ-like life. So please have these things in your prayer time. Okay, let's approach the throne of grace together in prayer. You're ready for our study tonight as we continue in dealing with loving as Christ loved. Let's pray.